Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Stillsmith. Today, I want to talk on a year of purpose. But first, friends, there's been some terrible fighting amongst the gangs in Manenberg over the past few weeks. And so I want to ask for your prayers today whilst I'm there over the next month, that the Holy Spirit may rule and reign and bring the peace for which he is best known. Proverbs 29:18 in the Message says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. Whatever it is that you or I are called to, of this much I'm certain, and that is that we are called to live purpose-filled lives, lives filled with the surety of our destiny and lives filled with the surety of our underlying purpose. We all have two common purposes, to seek intimate relationship with God and to praise and honor him. But on top of that, we each have unique callings and purposes. So a question to ask is, what is my unique purpose in 2025? I see it in business and ministry, in the great cities of the world, in the townships and the ganglands, and I even see when I'm surfing. If we don't have clear purpose and vision, it's so easy to end up wandering around aimlessly or paddling around, but not actually getting any waves. So, are we figuratively staggering around like drunk fools, smashing into things, or are we marching with purpose towards the great destiny towards which God has called each and every one of us? South Africa is often described as being of a fatherless generation. One of the generational curses that we see every day is the lack of purpose and the lack of hope that cripples so many of the people of this beautiful country. But thank God for one four-letter word, hope. Hope is like a wonder drug to a wounded spirit. With hope comes a possibility of a future, and off the back of that comes vision and purpose. Jeremiah 29:11 declares that we should have hope in a future. And honestly, these are two of the most beautiful words ever written. Even boys literally born into gangsterism start to believe in themselves and live with a sense of purpose when they get a sense of God's hope and future, and also when they get to see a life beyond their current circumstances. This past weekend, I took two of my four sons and four of the key team of a business that I have the privilege of being chairman of, downhill mountain biking. No, I'm not talking simply riding down a hill. I'm talking terrifying, defying. Throw yourself off a mountain on two wheels and hope that your view of God, man, and heaven are all correct kind of mountain biking. Both for my team, for my sons, and for me, it was a beautiful representation of all that we hope lies ahead in this year, 2025. You see, friends, each and every one of us achieved, experienced, and gained confidence to do things that 24 hours beforehand we all thought was impossible. Each of my team learned new skills, competencies, and confidences. My sons learn new skills and competencies and learn how fearsome and wonderfully made they are. And my youngest boy, Gabe, learned how to start the process of recovery from a torn AC joint after a big crash on one of Thredbo's blue runs. Whilst my oldest son, Barney, learned how to brush himself off and keep on striving even when he had the wind knocked out of his lungs. My incredible chief of staff, Josh, learned in a new way how to lead his, figurative speaking, soldiers over cliffs that they didn't think that they could conquer. And maybe, just maybe, my team all learned that I wasn't quite as fragile, old, and beaten up as they perhaps wisely thought beforehand. In short, it was an awesome stretch the tent posts out kind of experience. And my prayer is that that is exactly what 2025 is for all of us. Philippians 3:12 to 21 in the Message says, I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I haven't made, but I am well on my way reaching out for Christ, who was so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong, by no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal, those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. Stick with me, friends. Keep track of those you see running this same course, headed for this same goal. There are many out there taking other paths, choosing other goals, and trying to get you to go along with them. I've warned you of them many times, sadly. I'm having to do it again. All they want is easy street. They hate Christ's cross, but easy street is a dead-end street. Those who live there make their bellies their gods, belches are their praise. All they can think of is their appetites. But there's far more to life for us. We're citizens of high heaven. We're waiting the arrival of the Savior, the Master Jesus Christ, who will transform our earthly bodies into glorious bodies like his own. He'll make us beautiful and whole with the same powerful skill by which he's putting everything as it should be under and around him. Living purpose-driven, heaven-centered lives, but using our time here on earth to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. Amen.